You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Grab a coffee.
Charge both batteries.
Slap on your brown bibs.
Holmes is in the house.
Make It Right Mike checks down plaster demo, ripping rainstorm, getting it done, even when the deck is stacked against you.
It's win-win no matter what.
Home improvement happens now.
On my Fix It Up Life.
Curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Welcome to our show.
That is what we call it. We call it My Fix It Up Life. We throw open the front door to you and say, come on in.
Welcome.
That's it. But
and
don't stay long.
And you're looking handsome today, too.
Thank you.
You're wearing a nice collared shirt and handsome pants-ish. And your nice work boots-ish.
I love it. Handsome pants-ish. All compliments come with an insult.
Well, I think
you know, you're almost a decent guy.
Well, you're
spectacular, except for all the things that stink.
Well, I think for some men, those would be casual, and some men, those would be, like, work pants. For you, they're not work pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Painting the word picture of me being halfway good at stuff.
No, but you usually wear the two-toners when you're out there, you know, on the job site, like on the deck project.
As I'm wearing on our deck project.
Yes.
Yes, we're building a great deck. I'm so psyched for this.
Literally ripped a deck off with just his bare hands just the other day. It was wild.
Not quite.
His muscles flexed. It was awesome.
We are working on a deck project. The existing deck has outlived its useful lifespan.
It's done.
It is done,
yeah.
To the point where it's become a safety hazard for the homeowners. So we
took
it down.
And they have two little kids, too, so it's really not something they should have on their house.
No.
So they no longer do. It's now in three Bagster bags.
Yes, in their front yard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Landscaping contractor, perhaps I am not. But
so we remodeled their deck. We moved it from the backyard attached to their house to putting it in their front yard.
In pieces.
As like lawn art.
That's right.
Instead of the pink flamingos.
Well, we've got a new deck going in there that is better than the old deck.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous.
Super sweet details.
I can't wait.
For all our ground contact stuff and framing, we're using Culpeper wood treated material.
Yes.
And for the decking, 2x6 cedar.
Love cedar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Diagonal.
And you know what? That brings to mind something else.
What? Oh, what could it be, Segway girl?
Well, if you also build with cedar, you could win $1,500. You go to our website, myfixituplife.com, click on free stuff, and you can find out how you can share a photo of one of your outdoor projects that you built with cedar.
Yeah.
You could totally enter to win $1,500.
And they also have different prizes, too, like Home Depot gift cards.
I'd go for the $1,500.
I'm going for the $1,500,
yeah,
as they say.
I would go for that one.
But,
definitely.
Yeah. So if you're going to do it anyway, here's a great chance to show it off and maybe win some cash.
And if you've done it in the past, your photo doesn't have to be recent. It could be like a year or two or 5 years ago.
It could be 100 years old.
It could be literally something you did 100 years ago. If you built a project 100 years ago, I think you should get more than $1,500 if you're still alive to talk about your project and had a photo made of it.
So check out free stuff on our website.
And also, if you click on free stuff, you can check out how to win an iPad, too. And from DaVinci Roofscapes, it's pretty cool. You go and play with all the colors and stuff to make a roof
two iPad 2s. There's two chances.
But you can win one.
You can win one, but there are two chances.
You can win one, and your friend can win one. And we're also giving away a RotoZip prize pack as well.
Yes. Loaded bits, blades, cutters,
so you customized
tools.
The prize pack.
You know I did.
Yes.
You know I did. So
he
for
ran
all
around
your...
the tool aisle, and he picked all the cool things that he would want in his RotoZip prize pack, and you can enter to win it, too.
Yes, and it's excellent. It will help you get stuff done.
And you know what? If you're going to get it done, you better get it done right with Mike.
Our guest today,
yes.
who sat down with us in an undisclosed location.
He sat down with me. You just happened to be nearby. We were in Florida at the International Builder Show together, and he graciously took time out of his schedule to talk with us, and we'll be sharing that interview with you later in this program.
Totally. Yeah, people stop the guy, and they're sort of like, can I take a picture?
You can't really stop him, though. He's a large, very, like, strong, he's like a force.
He's got...
You can't make Mike stop.
You can't make him up. And the thing that I love about him is he's not making him up. He's like that. Like, he'll tell you, there's no script. I walk through the house. I'm talking. That's it.
Don't give away our interview, which is coming up later on
in the
show.
We've talked about this before. Mike's authenticity is right there.
Yes, we have.
So... our deck is down.
Our deck is down. Our deck is going up. And we
are... Bobby Parks helped, by the way. Peachtree Decks and Porches.
Yes, I love Bobby.
Helped with the design.
If you're in Georgia, you should go and check him out. To build your projects for you.
That's right.
Design them.
In the meantime, we're going to take a break.
We are, totally.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa,
and we are in the find section of our show, and I can't wait to find out what you found.
Well, I found some great stuff, but before jumping into it, and I should just jump into it.
Why?
I saw you writing feverishly during the break.
You want to know what my find is?
No, it just means that even if I do go, you're going to cut me off and go.
You want to know
the
what
rest
my
of the segment
is?
So since you look so happy. Please go first.
Let me share my joy with you and with everyone.
And at the end of the segment, I will try to jam in my two fix-it-up finds in 30 seconds.
You know I love Twitter, and you can check us out at My Fix It Up Life on Twitter. But I love Twitter. And one of the things I love about Twitter is
people
that...
people already know about Twitter.
Is that, you know, our friends over at Home Fixated?
Yes.
Okay. Have, like, the randomest things that they share.
Hysterical.
Okay. So this is one that I recently found. I have to share it with you. It's called Botanicals.
Oh, no.
Now, say you have plants in your home.
Sure.
But you're really busy, and, you know, you can't really remember if you watered them or not, or if they're getting enough sunlight, or maybe you might have overwatered them, or you might want to know how they're feeling about you.
Sure.
You know, have you ever wondered?
Well, yeah.
Here's a product that's made
insert quizzical look here.
Made just for you. It's called Botanicals. And created from students at NYU.
Okay.
They have created this product so plants can let you know exactly how they feel about you and the quality of care that you're giving them.
What choices do you get? Because I might not get this.
So it can either call you or tweet you to let you know if it needs to be watered, and how it's feeling.
Sure.
Isn't that cool?
Wow. Wow. Can I get that as a mobile application so my plants can call me while I'm at work?
Well, the really cool thing is that it has a sensor that detects the moisture and the sunlight there at the plant.
C6H12O6.
So you stick it in your plant.
That's photosynthesis, baby.
And it has a digital readout. And then it has customizable sayings that call you to let you know, different things.
Okay.
Do you want to know how your plants are feeling? Do you want to, like, get a lot of plants and, like, have this whole tropical thing going? And then your phone will be ringing constantly and buzzing because you're getting so many, like, tweets from your plant?
You know, I'd be the guy who gets the tweet, "Dear Mark, you're a jerk."
Your plant would,
yeah,
like, say
that'd be
jerk.
They'd get a new setting on the application.
Well, and it's only $100.
What is their website?
Well, you have to go to Home Fixated and check out it and go to their NYU people.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
But, yeah, so you could buy...
Only Home Fixated.
You go
just
to,
off the wall.
Go to the Home Improvement Center, buy a whole big pile of plants for spring.
Yes.
Probably spend $100 on a pile of plants.
Right.
And then buy this $100 monitor for each one of those plants.
Will it call you if the cats start to eat the leaves?
You know, I don't know that, but I'm kind of wondering when my cat is going to be tweeting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will throw my computer out the window.
I have an itch behind my right ear. And then, you know, I have to go, like, pet it or something.
Aw, so cute. Kittens
so
and cuddly stuff.
Botanicals.
Botanicals.
Now, can your finds beat my finds?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've got one. Both of mine are based in the human senses.
Okay.
Yeah, one is taste. Sunchips.com.
I love Sunchips.
Oh, those things are great.
They're very tasty.
They are tasty. But
and I love the bags that they make them in.
That's my find.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know about that.
They're 100% biodegradable, compostable.
And did you know that they used to make, they've been making those bags degradable for a while. The first version of it was really noisy. Do you remember?
No.
It was so noisy. So then they went and re-engineered the bag to make them less noisy because it sounded so wildly different than, like, your standard, I don't know, like classic Lay's or something, bag of chips,
mm-hmm.
that it totally irritated customers. So then they went back and re-engineered
it. Wow. Well, one of the things I like about this and
can you tell I'm into Sun Chips?
Yeah, I guess so. Is that they're compostable. So you can put them in an active compost bin and the, I'll call it plastic, it's not plastic, will break down, which I think is cool.
I like it. We have a compost bin, too.
And their Modesto, California manufacturing facility, and I put this in the context of, I can recycle all the soda cans in the world, but until a factory puts solar panels on their roof, it's a drop in the ocean. You know what I mean? It has to happen at the corporate level for things to really change.
Is that why you, like...
So now I feel...
Is that why you throw our trash in our yard and, like, light it on fire and stuff?
Yeah, that's why I have a giant burn pile of all corporations that I don't like.
That's really good.
Yeah. I buy their stuff even though I don't want it.
Yeah.
And then burn it in the yard. Kids, come here.
You, like, that's why we have sheep outside, because you, like, make your own yarn and you knit your own underpants and stuff. Because you want to knit by nothing made from a corporation.
What's the movie? I want to buy nothing
You're
made
all, like,
or sold.
Like,
I don't want to sell anything bought or made.
Say anything.
Say anything.
Yes,
John Cusack.
John Cusack.
Yeah.
Okay,
anyway,
so we have a minute left. What's your other find?
Smell.
Oh, Lord.
Our washing machine or the water that's in it just stinks to high heaven sometimes. And I can't be the only one experiencing this because our friends at Tide, we don't really have any friends at Tide, Tide.com has made a washing machine cleaner.
Okay.
So you put it in your washing machine, and what's happening is the washing machines use less water than they used to, than the old ones.
Yes.
So they're not flushing out as much.
Yes.
And then stuff that's in the water remains, that's what smells, blah, blah, blah. You put this stuff in there, and it cleans that stuff out, and user reviews at Tide.com are great.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's a problem solver that will fix things in my daily life.
Now, does it do something different than, you know, because I usually take the Lysol wipes and wipe out the washer.
Oh, it goes in, you put it in like a detergent.
It penetrates all different kinds of areas that I can't even see.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it gets all the stuff you can't get.
I think that would be a nice little present for you to pick up at the store for me.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Not only have you found my find already, but...
That's the wife's job.
Now I have to buy you, but now I have to buy you a present.
All right, let's go to break together.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Live.
love has just begun, and now you're changing everything that you thought I wanted.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Got paint prep? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life.
With her husband, Mark, my wife, Teresa.
And I'm going to need to get some kind of, like, flow chart for that. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm all about the decks, though, because that's what we do now.
I love building decks. I just love it.
I do. I mean, it really is actually super fun because you get to be outside and you know what's really cool about building decks, too? Is that, you know, when you're doing bathroom or kitchen remodel or something like that for someone, that you're, like, totally inside their personal private space?
Yeah.
And then when you're doing a deck, like, you're still at someone's house, but you don't have to be like, excuse me, ma'am, I know you need to take a shower, but...
But you can't.
You can't right now.
Someone's in the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm working in here, ma'am.
I'm in the bathroom for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a little less intrusive, and then it totally opens up your home to be able to use... like, so much of your outside for entertaining, for fun, and it's a safe place for kids to be, too, like little toddlers and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you have gates and stuff like that or
yeah.
It's a low deck,
mm-hmm.
Total great place to gather, unless, of course, it isn't.
Unless the deck isn't. And decks, like everything else that you build, have to be checked for safety mm-hmm. periodically because wear and tear and outdoors and everything, that it can naturally start to not be good, or it might not have been built up to
appropriate building code,
which change all the time.
Yeah, they've gone through, over the last 5 years, they've gone through significant changes.
They have, and just through time. I mean, as we learn more things about technology and about building materials and how they, you know, can withstand the elements of, like, life and, you know, weather and all that mm-hmm. stuff.
Well, think about it. What else in your house, what other structural element of your house is in what's called wet service? Are your walls outside?
My toilet.
Yeah, your toilet. Okay, there's one.
It's constantly at wet service
yeah.
because unlike the shower or the tub, it always has that little pool of water at the bottom of it, right?
Your walls, your ceilings, your kitchen, nothing's outside. It doesn't have to be outside.
And if it is outside, then... you either have a different kind of lifestyle than I'm used to, or you probably are working on remodeling your home.
Right,
mm-hmm.
exactly. So at any rate, there are millions and millions of decks that have not been built to modern codes.
and they have like a 30-year lifespan. So, for example, if you're in a situation where you've just bought a house or you're doing a fixer-upper kind of project, there are certain things about your deck that you want to look at because when they go, they go.
They go, and it's not good.
Yeah.
And they usually go when you have a lot of live load, and live load is people.
Yeah, party.
Yep.
Yeah, wedding reception, 4th of July deal. Everybody's out there cooking on the barbecue, and then they're in the hospital.
I'm sorry. I had a vision of everyone cooking on the barbecue. Like everyone's crowded around your barbecue and cooking.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah.
Sorry.
I know.
So what are some things that we can look for? You know, we pulled up the checklist that you can find on NADRA's website.
NADRA.
And then the National Association of Deck... Wait, the National...
Deck and Railing. National Association of Deck and Railing Association.
I think you said association twice.
Yeah. That's how good the association is. You get so associated in that you're associated with yourself.
That's why you're all barbecuing together.
That's why everyone barbecues together on a NADRA deck.
It's an over-association.
No,
they have actually some checklists for looking at your deck that you can download. They're PDFs. You can check them out online. And things that you want to look for, and we're going to run through just a couple of them because it's important, you know, as you're getting looking at spring to just walk your property and check things out, make sure it's all safe for your family.
That's right.
So what are some things?
Here's what we're going to do. Mark, here you go.
All right. You can look for, like, your wood to make sure that it's not splitting or decaying or anything.
Yeah, if you can wiggle your guardrail posts back and forth, at the minimum they need to be tightened up. Mm-hmm. But at the maximum, you might need to have the guardrail system brought up to date. If any of the wood is cracked or decayed, like say if you are walking across your deck and you fall through it.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
That's a good example of having to get new deck boards.
Well, another thing that you might not think about that's not as obvious as a railing that's wiggling is your flashing.
Yes.
And flashing is where the deck meets the house, and that's where water can come in, and it can do a lot of damage to your home, and it can also do a lot of damage to the structural integrity of your deck.
And that is the main failure point of a deck. If a deck pulls off a house, that's usually where it goes. The posts don't break in half and stuff like that. It's here, and what you want to do is go under your deck, because if it's been done right, you can't see it from the top. There should be a piece of metal, so you go under your deck, you look up, and between the ledger board and the deck boards, you should be able to see a piece of metal there running the length of your house. And if it's not there, check inside for water damage and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that can do. I mean, water inside your home can wreak all kinds of havoc.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Also, while you're there, if the deck is just nailed onto your house, it's not enough.
Oh, if you're under the deck and you see it's just nailed on, that's definitely not enough.
Lots of decks built that way.
See, that's
not
the thing.
Allowed.
Is if you don't have someone who's double associated with NADRA, who's...
That's the National Deck and Railing Association.
If you are, you know,
national.
Working with a professional deck builder, if you're working with your friend, you know, and you're just building up a deck, you think, you know, it looks like an easy project, and usually most people do pretty good with, you know, getting the post holes right and everything like that. But it's that really tricky detail of getting it your deck attached to your home and doing that part right that is way more complicated than you might imagine that it could be. You just don't attach it, just nail it up, pop some nails in, there you go.
Right.
It's just not enough.
Exactly. And that's why you need to pull permits. I don't want to be all Johnny Serious, but what else do you have a party in your house? What else do you have a party on outside that sits in the rain for a decade? You have to do it right or someone could really get hurt.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is now that I'm all soapboxed up, or soaped up, if you will. That's what Teresa says when you go out partying.
I do.
Go get all soaped up. We've been married for like 100 years. Still don't know what it means.
Well, you suds, you're drinking beer.
Oh, you're drinking suds. Oh.
You're going out and getting all soaped up.
Hi, 1928 called.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, let's go get a pail of suds.
And I answered the phone. So tell me about it, dear.
What was I talking about?
Being soaped up.
Oh, yeah, soapbox. Here we go. I have to circle back around to my original train of thought. Every other structure in your house has what's called structural redundancy. Two walls, they're nailed together.
Gotcha.
Everything is nailed to itself. The walls have sheathing. The joists in your second floor are bearing on both top plates, on bearing walls. They've got multiple connection points. The deck only has one connection point, and it's outside.
Yes.
So you've got – I have a snowy winter. That snow keeps melting down there. If the deck isn't detailed right, it's going to find a way into the house, and there's your failure point.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go. So what are some other things? You want to look at your stairs. Just the same thing, you want to make sure the railings are not wiggling on you.
Yes. You know what else you want to check, especially, and this is related but not exactly a deck thing, is if you have your grill out there and you have vinyl siding.
Oh, no. Don't put your grill near your vinyl siding because vinyl siding can melt.
Yes. And you
and
don't
then your
know.
House can catch on fire, and then you'll have a deck, but you won't have a house.
You don't know your vinyl siding is experiencing problems until it liquefies.
Oh.
Hey, who wants a cheeseburger? Who? Wait, my wall's cheese.
My
and it does. It literally melts down the house.
It does, yeah. Don't put your grill near your house if you have...
Well, if you have any kind of siding, but...
No, especially not something that can melt. If you wouldn't put it in your microwave, don't put it next to your grill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So another thing you want to look at to maintain the quality of your deck is cleaning. All deck surfaces need to be cleaned and maintained, even though everyone thinks that composites are maintenance-free forever.
Well, you think that, you know, that the heavens rain on your deck and just sort of baptize it in a glow of the earth.
I'm not able to follow that anymore, so I'm just going to go back with what I was thinking before.
You want to manually clean it.
Oh, there's stuff like acid rain that gets in there. You want to clean your deck. So if you have, and you want to follow the manufacturer's instructions for how to clean it. So for a wood deck, you're going to want to clean mold and mildew, dirt. That usually means a combination of detergent and pressure washing. You don't do one without the other because pressure washing, if you have mold on your deck, for example, and algae and stuff will actually drive that into the wood fibers. You want to clean that off first with a detergent, break it up chemically, then power wash it.
Yeah, you don't want to drive it into the wood fibers.
No.
Then it just wouldn't be good.
No, because it's harder. It's
kind of like those mop commercials. Have you seen those, the Swiffer, where, like, you have the girls that are dressed up like dirt?
Oh, yeah, where the Swiffer comes along
uh-huh.
and it's like, where have you been my whole life kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what your algae is going to do in your wood fibers. It's going to just jump in there like a big old party. Do you like that?
I almost know what to do with that.
Okay.
Another thing that you want to look at from safety from the outside of your deck is overhanging trees.
Yes.
So if you've got tree limbs, and I just thought of this. I've never heard this story, but I can imagine someone, say a younger version of me, trying this. If you've got, like, tree branches overhanging your deck that are within reach, some adventurous young child is going to try to play Tarzan on those. Swing down to the ground and do all kinds of crazy stuff.
This is the difference between boys and girls. I would never think about playing Tarzan.
First thing I thought of.
I would, if there were tree branches.
How can I swing off of this deck?
Over like a deck, I would have like this whole like princess fantasy where I was like in a castle and, you know, it would be a great place to have a tea party or something.
Yeah.
Not Tarzan.
Yeah, Tarzan's where I go with that.
That's good.
So you want to make sure that those are kind of away and that the trees around your, not only your deck, but your house are healthy.
Yes.
You know, if a tree falls in the forest, you can hear it. It's scary. It's scary if it goes.
You're odd today, my husband.
Yes, I know.
You're very odd.
You also want to check your stairs, and especially if they weren't built by a professional, to make sure that they're all the same rise and run.
Oh, so not trip step.
So they don't have a trip step.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your railings, this is a good one.
Oh, and that they have, sometimes people don't put enough, I can't remember this word off the top.
Spindles.
No.
Pickets.
No.
Oh, yeah, the one where you do your hand like this. Hey, everybody, you know what she's doing with
I'll
her hands right
later.
Now?
I'll think of it later.
Well, here's an extreme
They don't have
example.
Enough support under it. Stringers.
Your stairs.
Yes.
Oh, you're still on stairs.
Yes.
Oh, that's why I have no idea what you're talking about. Yes, a 3-foot-wide stair, for example, which is minimum code, should have 3 stringers carrying
and
the stair.
And we need to have one break.
Which
How's that
sound? Sounds great. Let's take it now. We'll be back with more. My Fix It Up Live.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reached for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are in an undisclosed location at the International Builder Show with my wife Teresa.
Yes, it's a secret location.
That's right.
Don't tell anyone.
Okay, I'll try not to.
Yeah.
And it's so secret that it's a hotel lobby. But we have upped and moved the show to spend a few minutes with none other than Make It Right himself, Mike Holmes.
How are you doing? It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. It's been a whole year.
It's been a year.
And you look really good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll fix your house. See, that was easy.
Oh, yeah, nice. I like it.
We could use some help. We have your typical carpenter's house.
Yes.
Where we've worked on everyone else's house. So
why would you work on everyone else's, not your own?
You know, it just worked out that way. It didn't used to be that way.
Our house is about 80% done right now, but
so you're working on that part time, right? You're so busy doing other things that when you have the time.
Well, we have that lifestyle where we photograph and video everything that we do because we write about it for magazines, you know, how to websites, the whole thing, and we do videos. So we have to, like, it's a part of our whole business and our whole life is fixing up our house, so it takes a lot longer.
So it takes, like, a week and a half to put on a piece of shoe molding is what it comes down to.
Oh, you do need my help, don't you?
Yes, we do. And we've got a full gut reno on a 100-year-old house, so it's a block house. All the inside plaster and lath comes down, so it's all the lead RRP stuff that you're familiar with. Because it is, you know, you press the lead testing to it, it turns bright pink.
So you know that you have to have masks. Did you check
yes.
the plaster for a 1-to-5 ratio of asbestos before you took it down?
No.
No,
we
you didn't. No.
You should.
The RRP
anything
training.
Anything before 1980, check it for asbestos. You just call in a company that does a quick check. They do a plaster scrape.
Right.
They'll check for the lead, obviously. You know, you did the pink pen test.
Mm-hmm.
But I highly recommend, don't ever touch your house unless you test it, because asbestos will hook to your lungs. It's a fish hook. And they're very small, and they'll never leave your body. You're going to have them forever, and I just really don't think it's a good idea you breathe that in.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's probably asbestos in our house, because asbestos was invented in the town we live in.
Then more than likely,
yeah.
the reason why there was a 1-to-5,
yeah.
that's usually not good.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't worry about it. You live there, right?
I'd stay down so we could walk.
You go in the house not to breathe outside air.
Basically.
Yeah, Yeah, it's a big problem in our town. Yeah.
They're seriously, they're burying tailings still. Mm. The tailings are the byproduct of the manufacture of that stuff.
Asbestos itself is such a wild binder. That's why they use it as a binder, also a heat source or protection for pipes. Like, it's a great product. It's just a deadly product to humans, and I don't think we really pay enough attention to that.
Well, it's a good thing to pay attention to, because a lot of our neighbors were affected by, they have lost loved ones because of it, working in the plant and because of, having it in their homes and everything, and it's something that's really important to our town.
It's a legacy, and it's strange.
And it's so sad.
Because it was like a global hub of asbestos before anybody knew what it was.
Oh, the houses that were built are just gorgeous because, yeah. I mean, there's like a basically a castle. The guy that invented asbestos, his home literally looks like a castle.
He probably made a lot of money.
Yeah.
He made a few bucks.
Yeah. And then some, actually.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, but the legacy of it, though.
So, yeah, and the RRP training remodel, it's the EPA training here, which I've taken,
yes,
and I know what's in it, except I can't remember what it's called. Remodel, renovate, and paint. It's the EPA training for working with lead here in the States. Not one word about asbestos in that.
I'd worry about that.
Yeah, yeah, good enough.
It is a rule of thumb for anyone that is going to renovate. It should be, it's actually somewhat of a law, but it's never pushed out. It's never been told. Anything before 1980, do not renovate unless you do a complete test of your home. Just don't. It's not good for your health. Not good for your kids' health.
Well, boy, am I glad that you stopped by to talk to us.
And, that sort of leads me to another question where sometimes, I don't know if you know this, but remodels go wrong.
Occasionally. Mm-hmm.
Occasionally they go wrong.
I've seen it a couple times. A
couple times. And even, and this isn't an end around to try to catch you in anything, but it happens to all of us who work on houses where things go wrong. The delivery doesn't come. You have the roof off and it snows. That are, things that are beyond your control. And my question to you is, one, if you have a story like that, you could share it. And two, what's the takeaway so that contractor and customer can work together when when the forces of nature sort of conspire against success?
I'm a freak for protecting your home, and it's funny that I call myself a freak, but I am. I'm the guy that if I'm working on, let's say, a second story addition,
right,
every single day I leave, it's tarped. It's tarped tight like you can't imagine. One day, this had to be 25 years ago, I was doing a big second floor addition, and it was a beautiful day, the sun's shining, we're working like crazy, and I just happened to stand up and look to my left, and it was the darkest wave of a storm coming out of nowhere, and it wasn't supposed to rain. I pay attention to this. I started yelling, get the tools put away, get the tarps, I'm yelling at everyone. We had just got the tarps on the house. It came down, in buckets of water, and we got wet. Not so much. The house got wet. We tried to really to get on this. One of my guys was at the edge of the roof holding his corner of the tarp down, and the wind came up under him,
pulled
the tarp up, and lifted him off the roof.
What?
He landed back down on the roof.
Oh.
He did not go off the roof, which I was really happy to see, and that was it. We got it down, and I swear, ever since that day, I really pay attention to weather. Because that was not only dangerous, it cost me money. I had to fix some things on the inside of the house.
Because
we
the got water
it covered
got through,
waking up.
Yeah,
oh, it
right,
did.
Right.
It was just too much rain. It was just huge amounts of rain. It was golf balls.
And you never know what's going to happen, too. If you can't, even if it's not supposed to rain that night or the next morning or whatever it is, there might be something that happens. You can't get back to the job site. And there is another thing coming. There's always
wind,
something
I
that
think
comes
wind
up with
is
light.
The biggest enemy. That's the, because it can take things off that you have put on to protect that house.
Yeah.
Right.
Such as tarps.
It's only a tarp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
There's only so much you can do with it.
Communication's key. You got to talk to the homeowners and say, okay, this is what we're going to be doing. I need you to pay attention. If we are gone for 2 days, maybe we're on another job. For whatever reason, we're waiting for material, like you said, make sure that, contact me if you see any issues, any tarp flying in the wind. I need to get back there because I just don't want to. I don't like ruining people's houses. I like actually fixing them.
That's a really good good motto to live by, actually.
Well,
I kind of really appreciate that.
Well, you can't charge them to fix it because it's under construction and got dumped down rain. You can't charge them for that. That's your problem.
That's true.
Yeah, well, I don't like that
problem.
That's
a major problem,
yeah.
too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, do you find in the inspections program that you do that as you go back and you go through these homes and you start to peel away, that you find the results of stuff that happened that people inadvertently did, didn't know they were doing right, and it's gotten covered up and it's buried, and we've seen the millions of junctions that should have junction boxes and things like that, but water that got in that never came out, that kind of stuff.
Well, water always has a path. It shows it's been there. It always leaves a mark, whether it's efflorescence, the salt in the water, it will always leave a mark. So it's not like you're going to have a bucket of water up in the ceiling and it's waiting to come down one day. That's not going to happen. Do I see it? Yes. I'll tell you, how many houses have I gone into in 10 minutes and went, oh, you're screwed? 10 minutes. And I know I'm screwed because I got to fix it. I'm like, I'm screwed. You're screwed and I'm screwed. I remember this one job that we took the bathroom apart and I knew it had been covered up. But what I didn't know, it had been covered up 4 times. Literally tiled over, drywalled over, closed over, windows closed over. I could not believe it. It was probably a 40-yard bin I filled to gut this bathroom.
Bathroom?
Yes. And there was mold galore. Anytime you cover things up, like I'm not a big guy of cover up. I don't like Band-Aids. I don't like those tub in a day. I love those things. Oh, well, just go over your old crap there and you'll love it. You'll come home to a brand new bathroom. Sorry, don't like it. They don't like me saying that. It's funny. I don't understand that. They're like, oh, that Holmes guy.
The tub in the day. Yeah, that always makes me nervous.
Sure, you're encapsulating moisture. You're encapsulating other problems.
You don't cover things up.
And that water is going to evaporate out somewhere.
Yeah.
It's going to find its way out.
Why do you put on let's call it a tub in a day. Why would you do that? Because it looks ugly. It's probably moldy. The tiles are probably falling apart. Odds are there's mold galore behind it. You're going to cover it up. Not logical.
No, not at all.
Out of sight, out of mind, is that it? Not mind, you know, mind over matter, not mine, it doesn't matter, but it is yours.
Not mine, it doesn't matter.
Not mine.
Yeah, I've actually put magic in several estimates that I've done over the years. How will this be done, magic? Hocus pocus. Yeah, it'll be $200,
please.
That's
a very expensive line item.
Yeah. I'm going to line item it out.
There's a lot of equipment involved in creating the magic.
Well, yeah, and as far as planning goes for doing oddball stuff that's going to involve cranes and things of that nature, for the contractors who are listening, who many contractors live in the free estimate business. I'll give you a free estimate. It takes them a good one for a complicated job, 2 days to put that together.
It does.
What advice do you give to those professionals who are aware that that is money time, is paid time?
To the professionals that do that, they'll find, and I'm sure if they even track themselves, that they get the job. Because they put the time in, they do it right. They're not the guys that walked in with a clipboard and within 30 minutes said, okay, it's going to be $25,000. I want $20,000 down, sign here. You know, all you got was his business card. You didn't see anything else. So the pros that take that time, they more than likely educated the homeowners. They've talked to them well, and they get the job. So I say keep doing it. If you miss 1 out of 10, that's not a bad sign. That's not a bad thing. Maybe you don't want to work for that person because if they didn't like your price, they went for the cheaper price.
Yeah, if they're only shopping on price, that scares me.
I don't want to work for people like that. I show them how to spend their money. This is what you need to know. We use nothing but mold-resistant products, zero VOCs, different types. We're going to find ductwork in those walls. So let them know along the way, and that's all priced out and tells you. I charge $500 a week to clean your house. Why? Because every single day before I go home, we clean your house. So $500 a week goes to clean and delivery. That's a charge. There's no negotiating.
That's awesome. Now, on the other side of the coin, because I love that thoroughness, both as a business owner, it teaches you this is what I'm spending my time on. As the homeowner, it says this is what he's spending his time on, and they can check against it. But have there been cases where you've said, you know what, I'm going to fire the client. It's just we're not a match.
For me personally?
Yeah, for you personally.
Actually, yes, and I'll do it in a different way. It's only happened about 3 times in all my life. Just some people, and I know contractors know this, are just impossible to please. It doesn't matter how much you told them, how much you tell them ahead of time. They got it in their head. They want it their way. And if you do it their way and it's wrong, they want you to replace it. And eventually I'll just say, you know what? This is why I do the even-steven rule, okay? This means you pay as I go. I want a small down at the beginning. When this part is done, I want my money. When this part is done, and so it's in milestones. Now, that protects the homeowner, but it also protects me because at that time I can go, okay, this is all done. I've had enough here, and if you have any more issues, I won't be doing this, and you can find somebody else to do this. Ooh. You're not out of pocket.
Well, we have
easy
not had enough,
yeah.
But unfortunately, we have to take a break.
We do.
Right now. Mike Holmes, MakeItRight.ca, and Consummate Craftsman, thank you for joining us. Teresa, thank you for joining us on our show.
Well, I join you every day, 24 and hours a day, baby.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Live.
I wanted love, I needed love, most of all.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Mark, we're getting a lot of questions about windows.
It's true, and I'm telling everyone to visit Simonson.com for the answers. They have tons of free materials and everything from lead-safe window replacement details to understanding condensation in their homes.
You'll also find help in figuring out the best time to replace your windows and how to select vinyl windows that add to your home's curb appeal.
Just visit Simonson.com for all the answers to your window questions. Back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark, and I love this song.
Oh, shipping up to Boston.
You got our son, Jack, to like this song from when he was, like, not even two.
This song goes after
what
it.
What do you say? Because I'm a sailor.
I'm a sailor peg.
I lost my leg.
Shipping up to Boston to find my wooden leg.
But what did you tell Jack it was?
I scratched my leg. Yeah. I scratched my leg!
Yeah.
Climbing up the topsails, I scratched my leg!
Yeah.
Doesn't sound as, like, awful that way.
No, he's not as awful. I think it's more family friendly. So if you also enjoy that song, you can use Mark's little alteration there.
Yeah. Or you can change it to a different injury. I got a hangnail!
Well, speaking of that...
Oh, sure. I'm sure there's a segue from hangnail.
No, there's no hangnail. But,
okay.
But you know, Jack wrote a blog recently.
I love these. So cute.
For myfixitoplife.com. You know, he's only three.
Yeah, it's amazing how adept he is with the keyboard.
Well, he actually, he can write his letters, and he can spell.
Yes, he can.
So it's not that long before he'll actually be able to write.
Send me an email. Dad, I need a new diaper.
Dad, I need a diaper now.
He'll send it out on Twitter.
He'll tweet you. Call you. That would be pretty awesome. No, he wrote a blog recently about moving fast, and I think he gets that from you, mister.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I like going fast.
And, you know, about going fast is sometimes you have to slow down, figure it out, and then get at it.
Oh, the home improvement conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
How do I go fast by slowing down?
Yes, and it doesn't make sense. We tell Lexi, our 10-year-old, this all of the time because she's just, like, vibrates with energy. And she just, she'll go over to the refrigerator and get something out and go back over to another place and get something out and go back over the refrigerator and get something out and go back over there. And she's moving everywhere. She's moving everywhere, but she's going to the same place five times.
Yeah, she's not moving forward. She's just moving.
Moving around. Yep. So we always tell her if you stop and you think about what you're going to do, you could actually get the ketchup and the milk out at the same time instead of make, you know, 4,000 trips.
That's right. And people get wound up in that in home improvement projects, too, because they get excited. And I say they, I mean me. I mean, I want to jam on it.
It is exciting, but
the better part of wisdom sometimes, as Jack has pointed out in his 3 long years, is sometimes you've got to slow down.
Even if you like to move fast.
I played rugby with a couple rugby players that were so good.
You know,
imagine this. That game is all action all the time. These guys were so skilled, they could stop dead in the middle of the field. 30 people wouldn't know what to do. Awesome. Another example of that from the rugby world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Olympic sport 2000.
Are you going to do that? Are you going to, like, build the deck but just stop in the middle of it?
Maybe I will.
Just stand there for half a day?
Maybe I'll get a bunch of my old geezer rugby friends and we'll ruck over.
And ruck over the railing?
Yes, we'll ruck over the railing. I guess we would
do that. Doesn't that sound nice?
Clearly you don't know what that is.
Is that where you lift them up in the air? No.
That's a line out.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've watched some rugby. I just don't know what all the things are.
Rugby is awesome.
Yeah?
Yes.
What is ruck over?
Ruck over is when one player is running with the ball. He gets tackled or held up by an opposing player. He then turns around or puts the ball down on the ground. The ball is now on sides. The other team can't just pick it up because everybody's going to then pile in there. You can't pick the ball up out of a ruck. You have to toe it out with your feet. So you kick the ball back gently. And then the scrum half, who's sort of akin to the quarterback, throws it out to the fly half, which is sort of also akin to the quarterback, also running back.
And you were number 15 in rugby, right?
I was number 15, yeah,
mm-hmm.
And 14.
You were like a kicker.
I was like a kicker in as much as I was the kicker.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the guy in the San Francisco 49ers and New England Patriots, who's the punter, isn't said, hey, like you're a real player, come on out here and do something.
No, but weren't you like a running back kicker, though?
I played fullback.
So you
when
ran
I was playing
around,
men's club rugby.
You ran around a lot. Like you were the guy that gave.
Yeah, I was the guy who just ran around not knowing what to do. Ah, you're going to tackle me!
No, but that's what your things were. You kicked and you ran.
Yes. The
but
positions
like kickers,
I played required a lot of
I'm just saying that
punts
in kicking,
and drop kicks.
A kicker in football, you don't usually see him running around. He, like, jogs out into the field.
Well, there are no
he
substitutions
ball,
in rugby, which is
why
it's awesome.
And then he jogs back to the thing, and then he practices in the little net.
Don't hesitate to diminish some world-class athletes.
I'm
while
just
you're
saying
at it.
That... You don't usually see them do other things. They kick, and you were like a kicker because you did some kicking and you did some other stuff.
I did. I kicked for extra points.
Yes.
You can drop kick from the field. You can also do that in football, but no one ever does it. And I punted a lot in the position I was in. It required me to kick the ball down the field.
Do you like being interviewed about your past?
Yeah, because I was an awesome rugby player.
You are.
Oh, my God, it's the best.
And if you go to our YouTube channel, My Fix It Up Life, you can see, or our website, you'll see Mark wearing his old rugby jersey.
Yeah, I pulled out the old boy shirt to wear to Extreme Makeover and on
different
projects.
Well, you've
been
using it for years in home improvement projects. Like, you just wear that. I don't know why.
I dig that shirt.
It's a go-to shirt for you.
It's a go-to, that's right.
Yeah, it is a go-to. Well, you know, I wanted to answer a question. Do we have time for that?
Yes, we have time for that. It's got to be a quick question, though.
Quick question. Small bathroom makeover remodel. And the question was sent in asking if wainscoting would make sense for a bathroom that is super small.
Now, do you mean wainscoting, a coating that someone named Wayne would wear?
No, not Wayne's coat. But wainscoting.
Okay.
Yes.
I know that this is really something that you're going to have a strong opinion about.
I have a very strong opinion about it.
Well, I have an opinion too, so keep your opinion strong but brief.
But maybe we should answer this on our next show, and we should talk about what's coming up because we just have a couple of minutes left.
Well,
tell everyone to go to myfixituplife.com and check out really cool prizes we have up for grabs right now, like the RotoZip prize
pack. That's right. That's right. That thing is decked out,
yes.
Tricked out, racked up.
Can you name four things you can do with the RotoZip tool right now? Go.
One, two, three, four. Yeah.
What are four things?
You can cut drywall.
Yes.
You can cut tile.
Yes.
You can drill into a solid surface countertop, say for sink faucet hose sprayer thingy. You know those technical terms.
Sprayer thingy, yes.
How many am I up to?
Three.
Wood.
Wood what?
You can cut nothing, just wood. Just wood, that's all.
You can cut wood.
You can cut wood. How many am I up to? That's 10.
Four.
Yeah, that's what you wanted.
All right, that's pretty good.
How's that?
That is pretty good.
They're great for when you hang a sheet of drywall, you can trace the outside of your electrical device boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to map it out. I can never cut that right. So the drywall guys blast around it. You should see a professional drywall guy with one of these things.
Like Myron Ferguson?
Oh, Myron, that drywall guy.
Yeah, he is the drywall guy. Like,
that
there
guy.
Is no other guy that is more of a drywall guy than that guy.
That's why he named himself that.
Yeah, and you have to, like, go check him out. If you need to do a drywalling project, you have to buy his book or check it out on Amazon.
He's a great guy,
he
too.
He knows more about it than anybody.
You also need to check out some cool contests.
Oh, yeah, other contests are going on right now. $1,500 for your Western Red Cedar prowess picks.
That's right. If you do a project with Western Red Cedar, pergola, window box, planter box, deck, you can submit it to them and win $1,500.
You could also, not Mark, win an iPad 2 from DaVinci Roofscapes for having fun with color.
Submit your dream color to them on their Facebook page.
It's a color combo. You go there and you can do 1 to 4 different color combinations for all the different roof tiles. They've got like these like plum colors and browns and grays and it's tans and you just mix them all up and you come up with your own like combo.
So email us at info@myfixituplife.com. Post a message on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your questions, your triumphs, your other things, your failures.
We want to know about rucking over in your world.
That's right. If you ruck over, you call us.
And don't forget to check out more My Fix It Up Life on iTunes and next week.
That's right. With another episode of My Fix It Up Life.
I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street. It might be a gift that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. White dress walking up to me. It might be sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Yeah.
just a simple loan.